Oh, look, it was a good performance, you know, and the effort was great. That was the main thing, you know. I was pretty embarrassing by the time we finished last week, and particularly how we started last week. We didn't help ourselves, and, you know, it makes it hard to sort of keep the tempo up. But, yeah, we managed the game pretty well for most of the part. Probably the last 20 minutes, there's a few things we need to have a look at. I know the other boys were a bit busted. You know, they played a fair few blokes who were sort of carrying some decent injuries, and they've had a sort of tough campaign over the last 10 weeks, and they've been good. And, you know, their championship quality still showed, you know, under pressure there today. But, you know, the effort was good. We scrambled pretty hard. Like I said, we didn't probably make easy work of it in the last little bit. But good to see the effort was there and get what we needed.
With this unusual competition, you're now left with the final to almost like a work playing in a final.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is, isn't it? It's a sudden death semi-final. And If you win the sudden death semi final, you don't actually go on. You're happy not to go on, to be honest. And so yeah, you know, we obviously know the equation now, and we're going to hold KR, and we're going to find out who's going to play in the £1 million game. It's at their ground. It's a little bit earlier than usual at 12:30, so be a good test.
And you say a few guys busted up. Is it going to be tough putting a squad together for that, or are you going to...
Well, I'm at Leeds, I suppose. We're a little bit banged up today. You can tell that by their team sheet and the way they went about it. But, look, we're not too bad, to be honest. You know, got out of this game not too bad, I'd suggest. Sam Rapira obviously got a head knock, but he's pretty good. He just wasn't allowed to play the rest of the game. And looking in the sheds, it looks like we've come through okay. So Tommy Simons got through okay, and he was significant on that right edge, really stiffened us up after last week. We weren't great there, and he helped organise a few things for us. So that was a... That was a good part for us, and probably our middle just played a bit tougher and defended a bit stronger. You know, the offload's got away from us a little bit in the last 20, but for the first 60, I think we controlled the game not too bad. But Leeds sort of chanced their arm a little bit in the last little bit, and they got something out of it and scored a couple of tries, which, you know, I suppose can be expected. But at the same time, we need to have a little look at that last 20 minutes and how we managed it.
Will a win against a good side help confidence-wise after last week and going into
next? Well, I think so. You know, I think so. Like, Leeds are probably uncharacteristically in the middle eights, and, you know, everyone knows the quality of their side. Like I said, I'll keep harping on. I thought they probably played a few blokes that were a bit banged up today. And as everyone does at this stage of the year, it's pretty hard to be in round 30 and you haven't got some little niggles. You know, it's a tough game, and, you know, it's a long season, and you know, we're no different than any other club, I suppose.
You brought Ryan Brayley back. Was Jamie Ellis injured, or did you just leave him out in tactical?
No, that was a selection decision. Yeah. You know, we just, yeah, on the right edge last week with Akuma and probably even Jamie, I didn't want to tip them all out, but we tried to stiffen up that right edge and give us a bit more athleticism there. And Tommy's experience defending on the edge and his ability to talk really helped us. And he came up with a couple of real crucial tackles, and good to see him get through, and hopefully he'll be fit again next week.
An influential performance from Bruff as well.
Yeah, look, Bruffy's all right. He's probably much maligned, poor old Bruffy. You know, there's a lot of good plays around him. Yeah, there is some bad plays around him as well at times. You know, he's got to learn just the balance of when to pull the trigger and when not to. But, you know, overall, his effort can't be faulted, mate. He's a great little competitor, and he tries hard for us all the time. You know, but I thought, you know, our middle sort of defenders today were sort of the standout for us. You know, Michael Lawrence was up there. You know, I thought Craig Hubie was a lot better today. He'd been down a little bit on recent weeks. And you know, we had some good impact from the bench too, so that was great.
How important is it, Rick? It's all in your own hands now, is it? You go win and job's done.
Yeah, it's probably been in our hands for a while, to be honest, but we haven't managed to get it sorted. You know, from the first game when we played Salford, we got beat there, and then last week against Lee. So yeah, it'll be interesting. It's a good challenge, and, you know, mathematically, you know, you probably got to win one of your next two games to stay there. So it's still, you know, the equation probably hasn't changed a lot, and obviously most of us would like to see it get it done next week. That'll make things a bit easier, and we can move on to sort of next year, because it's been a tough year and pretty volatile year. The boys have been put through the ringer, really, and it's good to see them get some boost of confidence and feel good about themselves coming away from playing a team like Leeds today.
Yeah,